AF 8S. Yeah, if he's really good with those ESP32 boards and he wants to mess around with some radio LoRa stuff, he should get one of those LilyGo T-Decks. So, like, you know, out of the box, it's kind of meh. But it does have a decent display on it. It's got, you know, it's got a keyboard built into it. I've taken it apart when I needed to mod the antenna. I put a, you know, bigger antenna on mine. And then they have, like a bootloader thing. I forgot what it's called. They have this bootloader thing you can put on your SD card. And then all you have to do, you know, especially if he's, like, somebody who likes to tinker and play around, all he has to do is put the new firmware on the SD card, reboot the LilyGo, and then select the file from the list, and he can try out new firmwares, and then if that doesn't work, he can go back to the old firmware without having to, you know, hook it up to the computer or anything. It's just like it just files on your SD card, and you can reload it. And I guess there's probably a way to actually access the SD card for, you know, storage and putting config files and stuff like that, but if he's really into that, he probably would like that. It's beyond my skill level, but and beyond my interest at the moment. But I see really big potential to that thing.
Well, he's still single and lives on his own, so that might be the case. But he's 27, so 28, so time is running out. So right now is a good time. So I think it'll take more to get him into the radio, but when I got a lot of customers who'll just have us research different things, and he loves digging in and figuring out, like, exactly how things work. And, you know, we have a lot of projects where we just write drivers for different things for people. So he likes digging into how it works and then loves explaining it very simple, like what he figured out. So it's convenient for me because I don't like digging into the deep. I like delegating it out and getting the answer. So, so yeah, if we come up with something cool that we think would be helpful, we can throw them on the case, and we could probably get some pretty cool features and stuff like that. So I'll have to start digging into it. And yeah, once we decide like what we need, we can maybe I'll have him down the repositories and just get to where he's, you know, looking at the stuff and seeing how it's all organized. And then once we have the idea for him, we can throw him on it.